Good afternoon. This is April the 4th, 2021, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Thursday Weekly Healing Q&A. We welcome each one of you. Your input is valued. Your presence is valued. You matter. So thank you for joining us this evening. Hit star 2 if you want to ask a question or make a comment or anything, and we will unmute you. If not this evening, we're here to bring value to the healing codes. Through your experiences, your questions, your testimonies, whatever you would like to say. We're not here to prescribe or to give custom codes. We are here to respect and love and honor you. My name is Linda Brewer. I am a healing code coach from South Carolina, and it is my honor and privilege to be with you this evening. We have been studying the inhibitors that would prevent us from growth physically, mentally, spiritually, and the healing energy world. They are unforgiveness, harmful actions, unworthy beliefs. We have gone through two of the answers and what will help your healing, bring you peace of mind, and bring you joy. We have discussed love and joy, and tonight we will be discussing peace. And Alex does some teaching on peace is the ultimate thing every human being is searching for. So we will begin this evening with the universal prayer and the universal healing codes. And after that, we will we'll discuss peace and what it means to you, what it means to those who love you, who know you in some way or have interaction with you. And it would be my prayer that we would all find peace in being here this evening and finding peace to one of our missing pieces, that if we do not have peace. So star 2 if you have any comments before we get started. If not, we will start with the healing codes. I wish there was a way we could post or we could tell people. I know some people enter during this healing code time, and I guess they think we're not on or whatever because they go away. But if they do, then it was meant to be, and we will send them love and peace. So get comfortable. Be at peace. Love yourself for being here. Remember, you have the choice to always know your love, to choose, and to receive love and peace. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to and fill in what is bothering you most in this moment or has been bothering you today would be found, opened, and healed by filling me, you, with the light the life and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing may be increased 100 times or more. Your spirit now knows what to bring to your memory to be healed. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Begin to notice what came up for you in the way of thinking, feeling, actions you would like to have taken. And begin to notice how you feel. If anyone would like to share, please hit star 2 and I will unmute you. Does anyone have anything they would like to share about how, as we move through these topics, the insights that you're getting, is one more meaningful to you than another? Star 2. If there's no one, we will move into exploring where we are in peace in our life, circumstances, thinking, feeling, and doing. As I was looking at this, the thing that came up for me was all of these fall under either the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, or the lust of the eye. So what is robbing you of your peace? What brings you peace? Are you anxious, fearful? You dread life? You're frightened, nervous, tense? All of these will rob you of your peace. And these fall under the umbrella of worry, concerned, can't sleep, no appetite, irritable, never satisfied. Something you might say if you have a fear of shame that's not healed. There's no peace for me. I don't deserve peace. Empathy-based, why even try to get peace? It is useless, hopeless. If your lack of peace is in fear-based, I'm afraid I will never have peace. If I have peace, bad things will take it away. I am afraid, I am upset, and I will never try again. Angry-based, I am hungry. I am angry that peace eludes me. Peace is a ridiculous goal. Peace for others, but not my goal either. If you're lost or craving for things that you feel like you don't have, if I could just get more, I will have peace. My lack of peace is due to not having. I don't need peace or anything else. That's a pride-based statement because we're created to need people. We're created to need love. I protect myself by degrading the value of peace, and we degrade others. We degrade ourselves. We're never, ever satisfied. And the parts of the body that this affects is your mouth, the uncertainty of life, the esophagus tube, not enough, lack of abundance, stomach, stubborn, fear of losing control, large and small intestines, gallbladder and pancreas, fear of success, of abandonment, you're not good enough, you never will have. You're not worthy. Anytime anyone would like to discuss any of these, please feel free to hit star 2. The pancreas and the liver. You're angry, violence. You need forgiveness. You need calming. You need mercy. Are you able to receive these? Are you able to give them? Can you live in a balanced life? What is your belief about being in peace? Hit star 2 if you have any comments, questions. What has been your peace robber during your lifetime? What is your peace robber today? Can you rest in peace and your world still be very imperfect according to what the physical eye sees? What the human heart wants, What is your peace freedom? Star 2 to share in this conversation. If you have any thoughts about all of this falls under the pride of life, I've got to have more, I've got to do more, I've got to have the best. What I have is my value. Lust. You want more. You want what someone else has. You believe it will bring you value. What will bring you value is finding your peace without anything else changing. You are at peace because you know you're loved and you are loved. And you can trust yourself in every circumstance. The lust of the flesh, it truly eats at the soul and the spirit of man. If you see something, you have to have it then. There's no patience. This is where debt comes in. Financial issues. What is your peace, Robert? What is your path to letting it go and finding everlasting, genuine peace? Hit star 2 if you have any comments. I am going to unmute 5446. If you have any comments about what you have discovered this past week or anything that has been said tonight, please feel free to share.
Oh, hello, Linda. It's Patricia.
Yes, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. I was wondering why you didn't unmute me earlier, but that's okay. Better late than never.
It didn't. Your hand didn't raise.
Yeah, it did. I pressed it, and then I unpressed it because I thought, well, maybe you didn't see it, and I'll do it again. Then I did it a second time, and you still didn't seem to see it until now. But that's okay.
Well, no, I lifted your hand then. It has not shown up on my board is what I'm saying.
That's so odd.
Yes,
so,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I thought there was something going on technical because I had raised it quite a while ago. And then I pressed it again, and it lowered, and then I pressed it again, and it raised. Anyway, so I just wanted to share about peace. You had asked us at one point, what is our peace, the thing that's keeping us from peace? Well, there have been several things in my life. But the one that's with me now is something that usually does happen around this time of the year. It's related to doing my taxes. And this happened a lot in my school years. I would get all tangled up mentally in some kind of problem that I really couldn't understand. I had problems understanding concepts very often, even when people would talk to me. And that even happens now. And I think that's one reason why I actually do avoid a lot of conversation with a lot of people. They'll talk on, and I won't actually understand what they're saying. It sounds so odd. I often can, but then especially if they get involved in anything in any way, shape, or form that's technical. And of course this happens with the tax instructions, and it happened in school, and I used to get really, I can't even tell you how bent out of shape. So far, thank God, I didn't get that way this week. I have been doing the Peace Code faithfully all week. And so I'm glad that at least I'm not you know, going into this tailspin emotionally about, you know, all the accompanying beliefs would be that I'm stupid, that I'm hopeless. So I can totally understand that the things that Dr. Alex says, you know, are suggestions of what we can work on with that, because I've had them all. You know, that the future will be like the past. I completely remember feeling that so much. Anyway, so I'm having problems because there's a new state tax form that we're supposed to include this year, and I'm having difficulty understanding the whole purpose of it. And I'm trying to figure it out, whether I need to actually do it. And I'll keep at it, keep reading it and going into the internet and seeing different explanations of it. But you did ask what would rob us of our peace, and that was one of the main things, just feeling so terribly bewildered about things that most people seem to take for granted. It was something my mind would do. It would kind of twist things sometimes backwards or upside down, or I would freeze because I would recognize the kind of thing that it was going to be that would hang me up, and then I would just not even try to get the information in. And then when people realized that I didn't understand, the worst thing would happen was they would keep trying over. They were so sweet. They wanted me to understand. They would keep trying over and over to explain something to me. And it was so awful because the information wasn't going in. I had frozen, and they did not understand that at all or want to. And then I would have to sit there with a phone to my ear, all these words coming out, none of them registering, and sometimes people would actually think I was putting on a show or making it up, or it was awful. So that was a real peace robber, and I have been using the code this week, and I'm just kind of, as I say, I didn't have a spell over it when I found out about that new tax form yesterday, and I did try to understand what it meant. I managed to go get it printed today, and I'll look it over again, and I'll start the taxes from the beginning. I'll review them, the ones I did, the federal ones, and then I'll go to the state ones and see if it makes any sense. And I will have to ask a couple people what they think about it. Maybe they can try to explain it. Anyway, so that's one of the main peace robbers, and hopefully it won't be that way. And I just also want to add, in doing the peace code this week with my book that I use, I have gone deeper into what I feel is spirit and is life, is truth, than I ever have before. And I've spent, I wouldn't even count it in the number of minutes or hours that I spend each time coding. That has nothing to do with it. But I'm going deeper with each sentence, and I'll just sit there with each sentence in the book and each hand position, and I'll realize that on a deeper level than ever before. And I think I mentioned to you last week, I attribute it to doing it repeatedly over the week rather than jumping from code to code each time. I'm staying with one code per week in the 12 categories, and it kind of forces you to face what you are coding about, and to let the issues come up, or to let the good stuff come up. In other words, the positive affirmations, let them take root in your consciousness as well. And so I've been very pleased with that process. But I'm also very much looking forward to going to the next code, because even though I've gone deeper than ever, ever before with the peace code, when I'm doing the code, I'm fine. I'm not bored or anything. But then when I'm done with it, and when I think about doing it the next time, I kind of avoid it because it is such an intensive process. I don't really look forward to it. I avoid it. So I'm now doing it. I did do it twice, one or two of the days, but I'm back to doing it once. And sometimes that once is way very late at night, just so as not to go to bed without doing it. But then I do it, and I think, gee, I could have done this the first thing I got up, and it would have been fine. But I seem to be avoiding doing it because, well, it looms in my mind, my waking mind, as something, a big major ordeal to face. But it isn't. Once you start doing it, you realize that that's where you belong, is with the coding, and that's a very healing thing, and it's really good for you. And if I just do the amount of coding I need to, it will certainly speed up the process of my healing, because it has been. But it's just sort of you know, difficult to get myself to do it sometimes. But basically, it's a good thing, and I'm having positive results. So I just wanted to share those various things.
Well, thank you. And do you remember the first time that you got hooked, that you were not able to process information, or
I remember like some of the I do remember the early times in second grade when the teacher was trying to explain subtraction, and she was talking about exchanging a 10 for 10 ones, and I think that's where it all started to go wrong. And it was in front of the class, and I was always the one to raise my hand and say I didn't understand. And after a while, the class was getting sick of that, because either they understood or they didn't care, or they knew how to do it without understanding, or whatever it was, they didn't seem to have these difficulties. So, but I did. I wanted to understand and be able to do it both. I eventually learned how to subtract. But then the same thing, different things happened with division, and it was very often mathematically involved. But it was also just conversation, too. And it still is. Sometimes I have to repeat, like if I'm watching something, a show even, I'll have to turn it back several seconds to get the sentence again, and then I pause it and I'll think of what they said, and I'll process what they said so I can, you know, get the gist of what they actually said. And I don't even get all of it, because sometimes it all goes by so fast and you don't even know you missed something when you did. And these are shows I've watched more than once, so I'm not really, you know, happy to be able to report this. It's an issue. It is. But part of the healing is not feeling so horrible about it, which I think I'm somewhat healing, you know. Yeah, because, I mean, I can't tell you how dark my emotions would get. I felt like really completely unworthy, completely. And very, I would get so frustrated. It was horrible. And so, you know, I say isolated and alone, and nobody else seemed to have these problems. So it was horrible. It was just very isolating, yeah. And I felt very stupid.
Which you're definitely not.
Yeah. Well, everybody has things that they can understand. I was a great speller. I won a lot of spelling bees, but then there were these other issues. So,
my mind is swirling, because there is most people who enjoy music and can play music, like I understand you can. Mathematics is very easy, because music is mathematics in one sense of the word.
Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't played in a while, but I did study music in school.
And you appreciate music.
Oh, yes. Yes, I certainly do. And there is a connection, certainly.
So I would just ask myself, and I know you have done this, so I'm just going to say it because I'm thinking it. What is it? Was it the embarrassment, or you felt like you couldn't get it, or is it just truly a fact that when you sat down to read forms and instructions, that it's just overwhelming for you, because it's not that you don't believe you can't do it, it's just that you don't want to take the... Sometimes I just don't want to take the time.
No,
you give me
my mind does some kind of crisscross thing, or it'll raise so many questions. A friend of mine actually pointed this out to me. He said, "You think of things that most people wouldn't think of to ask," and it's true, because I don't take some answer for granted. He said most people would just understand that it's A or B or C, whatever. But he said, you ask these very minute kind of precise questions behind it that wouldn't occur to most people. Anyway, but with this tax form, I couldn't, it's almost like a mathematical thing they're saying, and I have spent time looking at it. I just couldn't get it yet, but I'll study it again, and I'll ask my sister, and I'll ask a couple people what it means. Maybe I'll get it again. You know, sometimes if you sleep on it, then it becomes clear also. I'm giving myself the chance because I've always done my own taxes. I'm not about to start paying somebody so that I can pay the government. It does not work that way for me. It's bad enough I have to pay for the darn stamp, and I'm not going to be paying a paid preparer. That's just sort of a tradition that I've always done my taxes. So what if it's a little different? And I'll figure it out. I'll get somebody to explain it if I can't figure it out on my own. It's just some new New York State form they added this year. And it shouldn't be that. I'm sure that at its basis it's simple. It's just kind of, their wording is not that simple, that's all.
Well,
but the point I'm bringing it up for the healing codes is just to tell you, like, you had asked us what were our peace robbers. Well, this has been one with me, just being very bewildered. And the helplessness of it all, of not understanding how to get the information that I needed to have, let's say in either a classroom situation where I needed to understand the subject, or even in something like this with doing the taxes, or even in a conversation where, if you wanted to participate intelligently, you kind of needed to know what the person was trying to tell you. Just in general in life, you want to understand what's going on. And so often I would get these things that would hang me up. I'm quite sure there's some kind of learning disability involved, but I was never diagnosed. But it's like sometimes I don't know. I'm sure that if I took, there might be some tests out there where they could tell me precisely what the issue is, but I don't know if they have precisely how to address it. And without that, there's no point in taking any darn tests.
And this is just food for thought. I think breaking it down where you can digest it in bite pieces or one step at a time.
Yeah.
So this may be something you want to do with the tax form. Just take one sentence and just break it down word by word and then see where you feel like you have a disconnect and do it like in steps. But write it down so you can see it, touch it, feel it, speak it, and see if that helps.
Well, I have tried that, Linda. I'll try it again.
Okay.
It's just, I'll do. I know what you're saying, and I certainly am aware of that method, and I do that because it is important to do it in little step-by-step and bite-size and all that. It's just, I'll do it again. I'll try
it again. And as you were talking, another suggestion would be if your truth statement is being, I cannot do it wrong. I am willing to know the truth and be able to break this down. And it has to do with worthiness and acceptance. Am I smart enough? Fear of failure. So all of these things are sort of bundled into this one activity. And then it could be something as simple as eye connection or something like that. So it might be worth, when you go for your eye checkup or something, to ask the doctor to look at that. Or when you go for your physical, ask the doctor, is there anything that you can do? Because it could be just how you see it, is that one little thing in your brain.
No, I'm not dyslexic. That I know. I'm a good reader.
Well, and it may not be, it can be a multiple of things, but you finding the piece that it still does not affect your worth and your value, and although you may not know it, you know where to go get an answer.
Yeah.
And letting, in the scheme of life, it's important you do your taxes, but it's also important that you find your peace place and you know where to go to get your help, and then you just let it go.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you're referring to, where to get my help. Do you mean prayer?
Well, you've got, do you use TurboTax?
I did that. Oh, listen, I did that last year, and I was so happy because it made the whole process so simple. And I thought, wow, I can use this from now on. So I went to use it this year, and at one point I realized they had somehow either I plugged in the wrong figure or they picked it up. I don't know whose error it was. So I thought, okay, I see what's wrong and what needs to be fixed. So I went to try and fix it. There was no way to fix it. I went and I Googled the instructions how to fix it, and they gave me instructions that did not operate on my computer, and I figured it was because I did not pay for the software. I used the free program. I figure if you pay for it, then maybe you get that menu where they told you how to fix it. So then I tried the H&R Block one, and it worked to a certain point until they said that I needed to consult a professional just because of a very simple IRA distribution I had from someone. So I said, no, okay, this is where we go back to using paper. So I went and I had it all printed, the form, not the instructions. I'm not going to be printing 111 pages and paying 16 cents a page for that. I don't have a printer. So I printed the forms I needed, and I'm happily doing them. I can read the instructions online, but we're not messing around with these programs that really want to rip you off. I don't pay that. I don't pay money to pay taxes. That's my policy. Anyway, but thanks. I don't want to take all the Healing Code's time on this issue. I'm a little embarrassed as it is. But
well, there's nothing to be embarrassed about whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because it's rooted in what everybody has a peace issue in.
Yes.
Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Am I worthy? Am I competent? Mm-hmm. And so you're not taking time because you're bringing value and you're sharing your truth, and that takes bravery. And I appreciate your contributions. And finding, so we will trust that you will find your level of peace at it, and you will know that it is what it is, and you will work through it the best you can, and you will find the answer and get it done.
Yes,
but just
I will.
Not stressing out about it. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for sharing as always.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who has anything they would like to say? Hit star 2, please. We are talking about peace. And what brings you peace and what robs you of peace? And any time you feel like that you do not have enough, you are not good enough, you are not worthy, someone has something better or they are smarter than you, then that will rob you of your peace. And so our intention tonight would be that whatever is your issue, that you will find the peace that you're competent, you're worthy, you're loved, you have a purpose, and we all do need each other. That is one thing. We need people in our lives who we know love us, regardless of how we are in life. So anyone else, or Pat, do you going to mute you, Pat.
Okay.
And I'm going to lower your hand. Okay. 5920. I'll be with you in 1 second, hon. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. 5920, can you raise your hand one more time? Because I saw when you raised your hand, but I am not seeing when Pat raises her hand. Okay, I'm going to open your mic up. Okay, 5920, you are unmuted. Please speak.
Hi, this is Lori calling in.
Yes, Lori, how are you this evening?
Okay. You wanted to know about peace robbers. For me, it's health issues, especially when there's pain involved. And so it's a very distracting thing. And so, and especially the COVID as well, like fear of getting sick or fear of all the governments that, like today, Ontario did a complete lockdown for the next 4 weeks. Complete lockdown. Like, so it's the most, the strongest lockdown they've ever done. And so
now, what does that mean, a complete lockdown?
Well, only essentials. Like before, say, big box stores, you could still buy non-essential things, but they're going to rope up all those aisles now. So even they're completely, you know, only groceries, only pharmaceuticals, only medical appointments, and that's it. You stay home otherwise.
And is this the latest string of this virus that is affecting more young people than it is older people?
That's what they're saying, but I don't totally believe mainstream media. I think there's, I don't know, I listened to Del Bigtree from The High Wire. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's been censored. He has a Grammy because he used to be a producer on the show The Doctors, so he's a good medical journalist. And he's very transparent. He'll show every study that he talks about. And the stuff that he shares is completely opposite to what you hear in mainstream. So that robs my peace, too, because I feel like we're being lied to by mainstream media because they're owned by the pharmaceutical companies. And so I can't get caught up in that. However, I have stress from it, and I believe that my eyesight issues is because of all the stress. I was listening to an EFT person, practitioner, who says,
mm-hmm.
like, if you don't deal with your stress, it's got to go somewhere. And she believes it goes to your nervous system. And eyes are part of the nervous system, and my eyesight, you know, very bad. And then I also have neuropathy. Again, stress, like when my parents passed, that's from, you know, 2010 and to now. And then the other thing is that Alex Lloyd was talking to me. I talked to him on a Wednesday and about having this lymphedema issue. And he said this German doctor was able to treat like 6,000 cancer patients, and he found that all of them, 3 years prior to their symptoms showing up, they had experienced trauma, which created a lesion in their brain, which is like a weak link, and then you develop something where your body's weak. And so he wondered and suggested that it could be why lymphedema, and I did trace it back, and exactly 3 years before the lymphedema symptoms started, I was dealing with this counselor who betrayed me and then rejected me in a process, you know, like in the counseling, just didn't want anything to do with me anymore because I confronted her, like in a nice way, but still. And then I was going through the formal complaint process because of the way she just ended things. And then, like, it's kind of complicated. I didn't know how far I was going to go with this, but I just kept sensing that God wanted me to do this. I don't know if it was for her benefit or what, but I would see these double rainbows in the sky every time I asked God for clarification, and I just really sensed that he wanted me to move forward on this. But now I'm dealing with this really bad lymphedema, and I do have a question, and the question is, according to Alex Lloyd and this German doctor, the trauma of the betrayal created a lesion, and then the lesion has developed into lymphedema. So if I'm going at this with healing codes, what do I address first? The trauma, the lesion, or the lymphedema?
Well, this is my suggestion to consider. When you are doing the healing, the universal healing code prayer, and you put in what you're asking to be healed,
right?
I would take a deep breath and just ask your spirit, ask the Holy Spirit, or whatever you may call your strongest spirit, what do you need to address of what will come forth in your memory to be healed?
Okay.
And then instead...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I talked to Johanna on Wednesday about it, and I told her how this thought came up about this betrayal with this counselor, and she says that's a primary event that I need to address, and I need to address all the aspects of it. And she gave me a custom trilogy to, you know, use to...
And my experience and my belief is that, and hear the word my, please, is that when we just trust for the spirit to bring up what needs healing, and we're willing to sit and rest in that, then the truth will come to us and the spirit will heal us. Hello? Hello? Well, hello?
The moderator has left the conference.
Hello, I am sorry. I got completely knocked off the call on the phone. Are you ladies still with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I could hear you, Linda.
Okay. All right. Laurie, are you still with us? I think Laurie got knocked off.
It was odd because when you were starting to say hello, hello, I could still hear you. So I wasn't sure why you were saying hello, hello.
Well, my phone just got knocked completely out of the call. I don't know. But Lori, I don't think it's, according to the internet panel, has not, we knocked her off too.
Oh.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Are you able to call her? Sorry. Can you call her back?
Well, if I had her number, I could, but I don't have her number.
See, I have on my phone, I can call the number that recently, most recently called me, or I can even scroll through the numbers of different ones that called me and just press a button.
Yeah, I can too, but she didn't call my number. She called into the teleseminar call. So,
okay.
That's
I get it.
The reason. Yeah, so, okay, well, I will email her when we get off.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything else you would like to share, Pat?
Not right now, thanks.
Okay, well, let's end with the peace code. Both hands,
oh.
Adam's apple.
Okay.
Left hand, jaw, right hand, apple. Okay. Lori, we will be with you in a moment, hon. We're right in the middle of this healing code. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple.
You can leave it on for now. I'm getting feedback now. You can get your phone with you. No, I'm kidding.
Find your peace.
I'm missing this code.
Laura.
Hello.
Laura, are you? Is someone in your household also calling in on 2084?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to mute that person, and then you are unmuted. So now go ahead and share with what you were saying, hon.
Are you still there, Linda?
Yes, I'm still here, Lori.
Okay.
But I'm hearing a background. Are you having a discussion with someone else in your home? Well, we have experienced the technical difficulties and how that can, if we so choose, to let it create stress. So, Lori, I am going to trust that you find your peace and that we, each one of us, realizes the value we bring to this world. I appreciate everyone's contribution. I'm going to stop the recording.